It's Tuesday, the 10th of June, 2014. I'm Ruth, also known as the Geek Mummy, and this is episode 10 of App Talk, my daily podcast for the Audiomo Challenge. I'm recording a podcast a day during the month of June, and in each podcast I'm talking about a different app, particularly with a focus to talking about it from a parent's point of view. I have talked previously about a few apps for younger kids, toddlers and preschoolers, so today I want to move on and talk about an app that might appeal to older kids a little bit. And this app is called Mr. Crab, and it has been an obsession in my family for quite a while now, so I'm very confident in recommending it. The developer of this app is a company called Illusion Labs. As far as I can tell, in terms of platform, it is only available on the iOS Apple platform. I haven't been able to find it in the Google Play Store or Amazon App Store. It's a universal app. It'll run on your iPad, your iPhone, and your iPod Touch. Now, the latest version in the App Store says it requires iOS version 7 or later to run. However, previous versions have worked on earlier versions of iOS. I still have versions of this that run on my kids' original iPads. So I believe, I haven't been able to test it because I own it already, but I believe if you only have an older device and you download this app, it will offer you the ability to download the most recent compatible version. Would be interested to hear if anybody tries this and has success doing this. So what is before I move on, in terms of price, it is currently free. Looking at the pricing history, it's kind of hopped between being about £1.49 and being free, but it has been free since January this year, so it looks like it is settling on being free. So if you do have an older device, you can test it without it costing you anything. Yay! There are some in-app purchases, which I will talk about a little bit later on. But overview, what is this app and why is it such fun? Well, it is a platform-style arcade game, a really fun cartoony one. You control a little crab who has to make his way up to the top of a rotating tower. So it's played vertically on the device and the tower rotates around. It's quite a small tower, so you can see the full rotation. And on the outside of the tower, there are little platforms and paths. And the crab can move along these paths around the outside of the tower as it rotates. And you can control him by telling him when to jump by tapping the screen. So it's a very, very simple interface. All you have to do is tap when you want the crab to jump. It's completely a timing game. And on his way up the tower, the crab has to pick up the baby crabs, which he seems to have carelessly dropped all the way around, and also dodge the bad guys who are trying to get in the way and knock him off the tower. What I love about this game is it's a relatively simple mechanic. As I said, the only interface is that you tap the screen to make the crab jump. So it's actually, you know, my 3-year-old managed to master it quite easily. My 6.5-year-old has played it to death, and I still find it fun and challenging as well. So it appeals to a really wide range of ages. It's a really fun game. It's cute graphics. And I mentioned in-app purchases. Now, I'm generally opposed to in-app purchases in games, particularly ones that I'm recommending for kids. But these in-app purchases are well implemented because you are not required to pay anything or pressured to pay anything to play the game. You can play the game as much as you like with no limits, without paying anything. The in-app purchases are there if you want to speed your way through the game. So the way it works is you have to complete each level sequentially, and as you unlock each level, you gain stars, and when you've got enough stars, future levels unlock. And in theory, if you do well enough on the levels leading up, then you've got enough stars by the time you get to the locked areas to unlock everything with no problem. Now, if you want to, you can pay 69p and unlock some levels. And that's the kind of pricing of the in-app purchases. It's like 69p to unlock a bunch of levels. There are also different characters that you can pay to unlock. And again, you know, if you don't want to play again, you can play the whole thing through by playing the little crab character. But if you want a different style of crab, you can pay some real world money for that. So the game is entirely completely playable without in-app purchases. And my kids have never found the in-app purchases or pestered me to pay for them. So that is my kind of in-app purchase. I like that. Is there anything that I think is a downside to this app or could be better? I have seen people complaining that if they get motion sickness, this app triggers that because it's got this constant rotating tower. And so you've got the crab going in the opposite direction to the tower's rotation. So if you are sensitive to movement sickness, it might trigger that. I hesitate to call that something that the app could do better because that's the fundamental way that the app works. So it can't really be changed because you'd be changing the whole mechanic. So that's sort of, I suppose, a word of caution to those who suffer from that, that this might not be the right app for you. What do parents need to know? Well, I've already talked about the in-app purchases. So as far as I'm concerned, they are relatively safe in-app purchases for parents. You know, it's not the kind of thing where your child is going to spend 500 quid in the space of a few hours just buying currency for a game or something. It hasn't got anything like that. The only external links I've found in the game are links to other apps by the same developer. There's no advertising or anything like that. I haven't found any social media links or anything like that. In terms of the content, it's rated for ages 4 and up in the App Store. I'm guessing this is probably because it has extremely mild cartoon violence. So there's the concept of bad guys who are, again, all different sort of animals, you know, spiders and owls and things like that. And they get in your way on the platform. And if you run into them, you fall down the platform a little bit. And the way to get around them is to jump on their heads and then that knocks them off the tower. So minorly violent, but, you know, no sort of death, nothing graphic in any way. You know, the bad guys just fall off the tower when you jump on them. One of the things I like about this as a game for kids is there's no, you don't die if you do it wrong. If you run into a bad guy, all that happens is you fall down a couple of levels on the tower. But there are sort of like stop gaps as you get up the tower. So you never go all the way right back down to the beginning. You only just go down a little bit and you can work your way back up quite quickly. So I found that my kids have found it one of the least frustrating games that I know of this type. Because if they keep working at it and keep practicing, they make progress and they do it. So it works on their sort of timing skills. It works on their reaction skills. It works on their persistence skills. And I don't see any downsides to it. So I think, you know, for a child who is moving on to more, I hate to use the word grown up, but, you know, more traditional kind of arcade style games, I think this is a really good, safe introduction to that kind of genre. So in terms of my verdict, it's just a really fun game. It is surprisingly addictive. I have found myself going, you know what, no, I'm not going to do the washing up yet. I'm just going to see if I can get past this next level. So yeah, there might be a word of caution there as well. It might possibly be a bit too fun, but it is really fun, and it will appeal to such a wide range of ages. It's something that you can genuinely share with your kids. And you know, I've seen my two across the breakfast table helping each other out, and my son will ask my sister to do a level for him because my daughter to do a level for him if he's struggling with it. And my daughter has actually got further in the game than I have, so she helps me sometimes. It's a really fun interactive game for the whole family, and I really recommend it. So that's my app of choice for today. All the information that I've given within this podcast is as correct as I can get it at the time of recording, but please be aware that stuff does change on the App Store, and check things before you actually commit to make a purchase. You can find all the episodes of App Talk at audioboo.fm/geekmummy, and I'm also copying them across to my blog as well, which is at www.geekmummy.com, and contains other articles that might be of interest to parents who are interested in technology. So thank you very much for listening, and I will talk to you again tomorrow.